Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
In the past, we've been loose about handling IT needs. Each department would call with a hardware or software request, and we'd go get it. But, of course, we'd end up buying things twice, or not getting discounts by ordering larger quantities. So, we'd like to change that. But first, we need to know what we have. The forms I'm handing out are for your teams to fill out. Please let us know what hardware and software you're using, and also, are there any projects you think may need IT support in the future?
Number 71. What aspect of the company is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 72. What does the company plan to do? Number 73. What does the speaker ask people to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following discussion.
Using news articles in your classes sounds great, but we need to be careful. I don't mind discussing current events, but what I'm concerned about is anything that even hints at politics can get us into trouble. All we need is some angry parents accusing us of pushing politics on their kids. So if you want your students reading and discussing the news, okay, but I think you should probably submit the articles you want to use to the school board before you use them and let them decide.
Number 74. Who is the speaker probably talking to? Number 75. What does the speaker imply about using news articles in school? Number 76. What does the speaker suggest? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hi, Kate. It's Jenny. I'm afraid I've caused a problem with dinner. I meant to send an invitation to Adam Rogers, but accidentally CC'd some clients and a bunch of other people in my address book. Luckily, most had already been invited, but about 20 more who were not on the original list have now been invited. I'm not sure they'll all show up, but I have received confirmation from about 10 of them. So, is it too late to up our original reservation from 100 to 120? I'm really sorry about this.
Number 77. Why does the woman call? Number 78. What does the woman say about the people who were not on the list? Number 79. What does the woman want to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Have you dreamed about attending college but never found the time? Do you have a high school diploma? Then you can get the degree you've always wanted from the comfort of your home. Change your career today at hometech.com. At hometech.com, all classes are online, so you can study whenever and wherever you want. Classes are taught by professional instructors, so you'll get the best quality education possible. A new career at a great price that you can start from home. What are you waiting for? Visit www.hometech.com and launch your new career today.
Number 80. Who is the advertisement for? Number 81. What is Home Tech said to offer? Number 82. What are potential students asked to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio program.
Welcome back to Green Talk. Now, a lot of people are asking, okay, green technology sounds great for new buildings, but what if I own an old house? How do I go green? Well, there's actually a lot you can do, easily and inexpensively. For example, you can save tons of money on heating in winter simply by replacing windows and doors so they don't leak air. Too much work? Just seal the edges of your doors and windows with weather stripping or foam tape. Even heavy curtains can help lower your heating bill.
Number 83. What is the speaker's main point about going green? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"How do I go green?"
Number 85. What does the speaker imply about windows and doors? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling the Civic Opera. This week, we are performing Fausto's magical folk opera, Song of the Village, featuring Italian soprano Maria Romano. Tuesday through Thursday, performances begin at 7:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday at 8. There's also a special performance Sunday at 2 p.m. Children under 16 are half price, and performers will be available to answer questions after the show. Reserved seat tickets for all performances are on sale at the Civic Opera box office located at 100 High Street, at Metrodisc shops throughout the city, or online through our website.
Number 86. What is said about the week's performances? Number 87. What is a feature of Sunday's performance? Number 88. What is said about buying tickets? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Michael. It's Chris. So, my computer crashed this morning and I lost everything that was on it. And of course, I hadn't been making backups. So, anyway, I'm calling to ask whether you still have a copy of the O'Connor report I emailed you last week. It's been changed since then, but if you have the earlier version, I think I can redo the changes I was making when my computer went down. So please, if you can help with that, I'd appreciate it.
Number 89. What does the man say about the O'Connor report? Number 90. What does the man want Michael to do? Number 91. What does the man mean when he says,
"And of course, I hadn't been making backups, so..."
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following instructions and floor plan.
The main concern's always safety. It isn't speed or damaging boxes. Those are important, but when it's man against machine, the machine always wins. So, when you're operating heavy equipment, you'll always need to follow the traffic flow. For example, let's say you're here and want to put something in Bay 10. The shortest distance is out the door and then left, right? But that's not how we do it. You go straight to the far wall, turn left, go all the way to the end, left again, and there you are. Cut corners, and that's when people get hurt.
Number 92. Who is the man probably speaking to? Number 93. What does the speaker suggest is a danger? Number 94. Look at the graphic. Where is the speaker? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
Once again, we've maintained our position as New York's third most popular museum, or second most popular art museum if you prefer. In August, we topped our monthly average by 50,000 visitors, and of course, this is largely due to the Picasso exhibition, which opened the last week in July. We expect our numbers to go back to around 250,000 when the show ends in October. But what this shows is the value of our special exhibitions. A good one can easily increase our numbers by 20% or more.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. In which museum does the woman work? Number 96. What does the woman say happened to her museum in August? Number 97. What does the woman comment on? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following table and talk.
To support what I've been saying, let's look at our profit and loss statements for the past 2 years. You can see that our most successful business units are operating at a huge profit. Only one product line is underperforming, and it's only because we haven't pushed it. Given the huge cushion that our best products are providing us, I think we should put some energy next year into trying to develop this part of our business. I know the market isn't as large as some of the others, but clearly, we can do much better in this area.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the speaker's talk? Number 99. What does the speaker say about the company's products? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which product line does the speaker want to promote? This is the end of the listening. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.